I don't care who this offends. The Bible teaches that it is a sin for man to have long hair, period. End of story. And don't come at me with Jesus had long hair. That is a lie from the pit of hell. There is nothing in the Bible that talks about Jesus having long hair. Nothing. Only a bunch of paintings painted by a bunch of queer Renaissance painters, Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, and the rest of the Ninja Turtles, okay, that basically painted all this stuff. Look, those paintings are not real. They're 1,500 years after Christ. 1,400 years after Christ. Jesus did not have long hair. Now look at 1 Corinthians 11. It says in verse 3, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man," watch this, "and the head of Christ is God." Another scripture, again, emphasizing the hierarchy in the Godhead, that the Son is subject unto the Father. The head of Christ is God. "Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man." Then he explains, what is this covering, the head uncovered versus uncovered? It's explained in verse 14. "Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering." So the covering here is long hair. If a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him. If a woman have long hair, it's a glory unto her. The Bible says that any man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, that is with long hair, dishonors his head. The head of every man is Christ. So if Christ prayed or prophesied having long hair, he would be dishonoring his head, God, the Father. If the woman prays or prophesies having short hair, uncovered head, she might as well get a butch hairdo. She might as well shave it all off, it says. But if it be a shame for her to be completely bald, let her also be covered, meaning having long hair. And it's saying here that if she doesn't, she's dishonoring her head, and the head of the woman is the man, so she's dishonoring who? Her husband. So if my wife has short hair, that's a shame unto me. If I have long hair, I'm a shame unto Christ. If Christ had long hair, which the Bible doesn't even mention as an option, because he never did, because he said, "I do always those things which please him." But theoretically, if he had long hair, he would be shaming the Father. Christ did not have long hair, and why is that, that the man should have short hair and the woman should have long hair? Well, the Bible says right here in verse 7, "A man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man." It doesn't say, "and the woman is in the image of God also." It says, "but the woman is the glory of the man." Right. The man is made in the image of God because God is male. Amen. God is not female. God is male. Amen. So the man is in the image of God. Therefore, he has short hair like Jesus. Now, what sense would it make for the Bible to say, "Well, you need to have short hair, men, because you're in the image of God, and then when we meet God in the flesh, he has long hair"? That's crazy. It's madness. The Bible here says that it's a shame. And some people will say, "Well, it doesn't say it's a sin, it just says it's a shame." Well, but the Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. And if the Bible says something is a shameful thing that dishonors Christ, and then you're going to say, "Well, it's not a sin, though," that's a foolish thought. The thought of foolishness is sin. You just sin by even saying that.
Yeah.
Saying such a dumb thing. But this right here is another great proof that God is distinctly male, and that this book portraying God as a female is perverted. But not only that, when it finally portrays God the Father as a male, which is still blasphemous, since God the Father never takes on bodily form, the Son is incarnate, he takes on the form of a guy with a ponytail. Let me go ahead and get on that page here in the book. "The man standing next to him looked a bit like Papa." This is the new manifestation, the new avatar of Papa. "The man standing next to him looked a bit like Papa, dignified, older, wiry and taller than Mac. He had silver white hair pulled back into a ponytail. So he teaches at ASU. He teaches at the community college, right? Long-haired, gray ponytail, burned-out hippie that he is. Matched by a gray splashed mustache and goatee, plaid shirt with sleeves rolled up, jeans and hiking boots, completed the outfit of someone ready to hit the trail. Papa? Mac asked. Yes, son. Mac shook his head. You're still messing with me, aren't you? Yeah, that's because this whole book is just messing with your mind.
Yeah.
From start to finish. Always, he said with a warm smile. Yeah, that's all God does. He just messes with us. Just screws with our mind. Appearing to us as all these different Chinese woman, black woman, burned out hippie, just coming at, we're just, gives us a book full of rules and then acts like we're an idiot when we talk about following them. Excuse me? Rules? What? What rules? This